Week 3 Coach of Shows here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet here alongside Onega Girls Head Coach Adam Kufall. Here at 2-2 start here on the season. The first four games, won the first two games of the season. Mahir dropping back-to-back JCN here last Friday, 50-44, and then a loss against Jackson Heights here on Tuesday, 37-32. Coach, tell me about these last two games taking on NEKL opponents.
Yeah, we came out, we knew that those two games were going to be tough ones, the competition was certainly not getting easier after those first two wins. We kind of took a step back against Jeff County North, and a lot of that was because of what they did, as much as anything. They really pressured us really well. They're a well-coached team, and we turned the ball, you know, our turnovers were really bad against Northern Heights to open the season. They were less than half of that in our second game, and then we went back up in the turnover department against JCN, and a lot of that, again, is because of what they did as much as what we did, but that really killed us. I felt like if we could have cut down on the turnovers, that we probably win that game, even though we didn't shoot that well. We did so many other things well that just don't turn the ball over as much, and we probably win that game. We ended up losing by six, but it was a one possession game down the stretch with less than a minute to go, and we had the ball. So certainly a winnable game, but we kind of let one slip away there. But again, more because of what they did. They did a great job. And then last night, Jackson Heights, we had a one-point lead at halftime and came out in the second half. We scored on our opening possession, and then we did not score again until a couple minutes into the fourth quarter. We just could not figure out Jackson Heights' zone. They did a great job of taking away the paint from us, but that's not something that we haven't seen before. It's not something we haven't practiced against multiple times. Just for some reason last night, we could not figure out how to get the ball in the bucket, and that was a problem for us. They ended up taking a lead. We fought back and had a chance there at the end, but just couldn't quite whittle down that lead, and they ended up beating us by five. So two really good games for us, but and I've seen some growth in a lot of areas, but we still have a ways to go in terms of fixing those little things that have been problems for us in the past. So,
well, of course, now you step out of the non-league games. Now you take on here, finally, a league opponent against Frankfort this Friday. Once you come out of the winter break, you'll have Blue Valley, Randolph, and Centralia, Hanover, Axel. So a five-game stretch here. You dive straight in the Twin Valley League. Tell me here about the Twin Valley League this season. What's going to be like battling it here for you and your team, these five straight games, and also dive a little bit into that first matchup there against the Frankfort Wildcats?
Yeah, you and the TVL, everybody knows. If you think the competition's been difficult these last few games, it's going to be harder when you get into TVL play. It's the toughest league in the state, in my opinion. You take into account the size of the towns and schools. I don't think there's a league in the state that can compete with the TVL, and so we know that it's going to be difficult. I think there's five or six teams ranked in the top 10 in the two 1As and 2A, whatever. So you're talking half the league is ranked in the state. There's not an easy night in the TVL. And Frankfort's always going to be tough. They're well coached. They've got some players, and they're going to be a tough game for us. We got to play them twice this year. So we know our work's cut out for us week in and week out in the TVL. And I think we've got, you know, some things going in the right direction for us. And we have some good leadership, we think we can compete with anybody on a nightly basis. But we all obviously realize that it's going to be tough starting Friday night when we take on Frankfort. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, hope you have a good winter break and a Merry Christmas. Good luck here on your upcoming game against the Frankfort Wildcats on Friday, which is our 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you Friday.
That was Onega's head coach of the Lady Buffaloes, Adam Kufall. This locker room chat provided by Blue Valley Technologies Community Healthcare System and Onega Pharmacy. Upcoming here on Friday, it's our game of the week and our final game here, broadcasted on 92.1 KMZA before the winter break. It's the Onega Buffaloes on the road taking on the Frankfort Wildcats.